it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, that seems like a fair statement. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, Mr. Joe Spano off today, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, well, it's all about radio on the go with various different ways, devices, platforms, and you know everything, blah, 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 that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is all the various different ways, including iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know, it doesn't really matter. All the platforms are out there. You can go to our Listen Live page, and there we are. Absolutely wonderful stuff all the way around. You know, again, the devices make it happen. If you have yourself a Merry Little Christmas, no. If you have an iPhone, an Android, laptop, tablet, even if you're sitting at the desk with the old PC, my new one arrives tomorrow, and we'll be having some fun, lots of updates in it, lots of ways to have a good time. And, you know, it's the way to go. It truthfully is. You know, what else can you say about it? The whole ability to get the kind of entertainment you want and listen to the kind of interviews you want to listen to, it's a beautiful thing. And we get the best interviews. You know, Trey Waynes is going to join us later today, and that's going to be fun. He of the Minnesota Vikings, talk about his relationship with Lando Lake's butter, one of my favorite things on the planet. You know, and speaking of relationships, the American Forces Radio Network, all these guys and girls, they make it possible for me to blabber here in the morning and have a good time and talk about sports and just have fun, as it were. So if you see one of these guys and girls on the streets and they're in uni, walk up to them, tell them thanks, because they're covering your six each and every day. We're going to cover the rest of the show on the other side. Don't go nowhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home
for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We've got a good show in front of us. As I said, Trey's going to come on in hour two, and we're going to talk some butter and some Minnesota Vikings in that order. That'll be good, because if you have Vikings, you got to have butter. Everybody knows that. Wait, that was a stretch. If you want to reach us, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA, and plenty to talk about. The end for Kyrie Irving is coming. I'm not so sure that the Cavaliers don't already have something in place. Stephen A. Smith bloviating as he usually does, but every once in a while he gets one right. And he does have sources. Said that if Kyrie Irving and LeBron James were in a room right now, you would not, well, you want to be there for the match, but you would not want to be in the same room with them as far as how they feel about each other right now. And allegedly now there's even more and more stuff coming out that this goes back to LeBron coming back to Cleveland. And, you know, not necessarily directed at LeBron, because I think it deep down, if you got Kyrie Irving and you talked to him, you would say, I have nothing against LeBron personally. I just want to run my own ship. That's my opinion. You know, they're trying to make a bunch of drama out of this, and, you know, they don't like each other for X, Y, and Z. And I'm sure there's some tension between the two of them. That's not uncommon. Athletes have huge egos the same way sports talk hosts do and politicians do. And, you know, named a particular skill set. But here's the thing. If you have a guy who is considered one of the, you know, I'll throw it out there, 10 best players in the history of the league. I'm not going to get into the debate on who's the best ever. It's not the time or the place. And you have a guy that is considered one of the 20 best players in the league at this time in Kyrie Irving. He wants to run his own ship. He was in the process of doing that, although in a losing way, when LeBron came back to the Cavaliers. And this is where the dysfunction is. Now, I don't mean dysfunction between Kyrie and LeBron, and I don't mean Kyrie being a bad guy, and I don't mean LeBron letting his ego in the way, which he does sometimes, but, you know, when you're that good, you can. This is squarely on the Cavaliers, because supposedly now this goes all the way back to when LeBron came back, and the fact that the guy who was the linchpin of their team at the time, Kyrie Irving, who was taken number one overall, although he only played a few handful of games in college and he was injured, and you know the whole story, didn't even get a phone call. He found out the same way everybody else did. And that was with LeBron writing a letter. And of course, you know, look, organizations are absolutely under no obligation. And 10 years ago, I would have said, screw him. You know, what difference does it make? Because I'm an old school kind of guy. But the dynamics of how organizations are run and how you have to deal with your players are completely different than the old days. A lot of these guys are snowflakes. They come from generation snowflake. They melt at the slightest adversity, not necessarily in their skill set, but outside of it, because they don't know how to deal with anything. So whoever people, family, XYZ that Kyrie have around him said, look at this. They don't believe that you can get the team over the top. Yeah, but it's LeBron James. Well, yeah, but they don't believe that you can get the team. Yeah, but it's LeBron James. Yeah, but... And evidently from Jump Street, Kyrie Irving was not comfortable in taking a backseat to LeBron James. And this is where the genesis of this is. Now, if you remember going back to the Miami days, when LeBron came in to Miami, he said it was Dwayne Wade's team. He was just going to be a piece of the puzzle. Well, you know how that turned out. As great as Dwayne Wade was in his career, he wasn't no LeBron James. And neither was Chris Bosh. And once LeBron recognized after that first year that they needed to switch roles, as it were, then they got rings. Well, there wasn't any mistake made along those lines when LeBron went up to Cleveland, or went back to Cleveland, as the case may be. It was his team. And it wasn't even inferred that it was Kyrie Irving's team. And they played on that level. And that was how it was going to be. Until he leaves again, one way or the other. And evidently, from all the reports, Kyrie was not, is not, and will not be comfortable with that. And therefore, he wants out. Now, you can have the discussion, and this is where the basketball comes in. You know, can Kyrie Irving lead a team, be the number one guy? And can you win championships with him? Well, we don't know the answer to that. Right now, the answer is no. But somebody's going to find out. And they're going to find out soon. Will he get to go to one of the teams that he's talked about? I don't know. I mean, we know what Cleveland wants. You know, depending on the team. They want literally the king's ransom. And I don't know that they're going to get it because he took the leverage away from them. Excuse me. And, you know, ultimately, if Cleveland decides to dump him on, you know, somebody that they're not comfortable with, you know, that he's not comfortable going to, because he's got 2 years left on his contract and he does not have a no trade. He could end up anywhere. You know. And I mean, I don't care where he goes. I mean, personally, you know, we're going to get no skin in the game. But, you know, reality is that why would they accommodate him? You know, when you look at who moved, right, and you look at the deal that Chicago made with Jimmy Butler, Chicago fans would tell you they're not happy with the return. Sacramento, now, Vlade said this was the best deal that they had, getting Buddy Hield and the draft picks, and you know, but Sacramento fans would tell you they're not too thrilled with the return they got on DeMarcus Cousins. And Paul George, you know, people thought that was a bag of basketballs that he was giving away for. Victor Oladipo and Sabonis. You know, maybe had they gotten his father. So, you know, here's the deal. I mean, the Cavs may ask for the moon, the stars, and the sun, but there's no guarantee they're going to get back the mother load. Because you got Kyrie this year and next year. And in the year after that, he can opt out. And will. I mean, unless, you know, goes into some place. He's not going to be eligible for the max extension once he gets traded. And then he's going to have to like where he goes. So if they trade him to some place where he doesn't like the destination, then, you know, you got him for 2 years and he's gone. Well, what the hell are you going to invest in that for? You going to give up the mother load? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Back with more NBA right after the short timeout. It's all Kyrie all the time, as opposed to all LeBron all the time. It's a change of pace. But it isn't Cleveland, center of the sports universe. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, out on the coast. And any kind of luck, the machinery will hold together until we get our guest on and off. You know, again, we're talking Cleveland Cavaliers, Kyrie Irving, Cleveland, center of the sports universe. And the fact that, you know, Kyrie Irving at age 25 is wanting out of town, and Kobe Altman is obligated to get him out of town. And they, by the way, they made the Derrick Rose signing official, and we'll get to that in a couple of minutes, which makes me believe that they have something pretty much in place. You know, this isn't, and I saw in the ESP article, and I'll be fair about it, they are looking at what happened with Phoenix, with Goran Dragic, including where they got the two number one picks, including Miami's 2021 unprotected. That's what they're looking for in the return. I don't think they're going to get it. What will Cleveland get back, or what could they get back? The Celtics have a lot to offer. They're now being mentioned. They could trade away Isaiah Thomas, who they have to deal with next year, as opposed to what kind of contract they're going to give. That would not be a tough pill to swallow. I mean, it would be for Boston fans who love Isaiah Thomas. But, you know, here's a guy that's 26, 27 years of age already, is a small dude, you know? Yeah, he's 28, actually. He's going to be looking for the mother load. I don't know that they're going to give it to him. He's a scorer. You know, would he fit in with LeBron? Yeah, I guess he would. He tries to play defense, but he doesn't. You know, at his size, he gets exploited quite a bit. But they'd have to, if Cleveland's going to make that move, they're looking for him, they're looking for Crowder, and they're looking for one of the draft picks. You know, and they'd aim for the Brooklyn pick, but there's no way in hell they're going to get that. You know, what direction would you go? You know, you've seen with the Knicks aren't giving up their future because look, even at 25, Kyrie is, according to basketball experts, what he is, a shoot first scoring. Oh, by the way, I'm kind of a point guard player. Now, as I discussed yesterday, he may end up being a little more than that. You know, because running his own team and maturing as a human being and a basketball player at 25, he may turn out to be a guy that gets his players more involved and decides to make them better. You know, but again, you know, you can want mother load all you want. You might get mother something else. Boston, of course, they have the most assets. If they think, I mean, you know, let's be honest about this. If they can throw into the mix Kyrie Irving into the mix of that team, are they better off than having Isaiah Thomas? I would say marginally. Just on the fact that Kyrie is marginally a better talent than Isaiah. And I'm saying marginally. You can take me to school at 1-800-878-PLAY. Convince me otherwise. Because they're both elite scorers. They do exactly the same thing. Except Kyrie's a little taller. There's no difference in their game. None. At this point in their careers. Isaiah needed the opportunity. Kyrie was the opportunity. So, I mean, if they're looking to match up that kind of a deal, because the Celtics are definitely on the spot next year on whether or not they want to pay Isaiah Thomas what he's going to believe he's worth, and what he's going to believe he's worth is a max contract. And at 28 years of age at his size, I don't know that they're going to give that to him. You know, is that at the point now with Tatum and you know, all the youngsters that they have up front, is Jay Crowder an expendable piece Defensively, I don't think he is. You know, you gave up your two guard. You had to let him walk. There's no real rim protector on the Celtic team. So, I mean, if trading with your direct rival in the East makes sense to the Celtics, boy, that would be a bold call. Because you got your new free agent boy, and he's going to give you points. You make a swap with Isaiah Thomas involved, and Kyrie's going to give you points. But, you know, essentially you're the same team. You're not bettering yourself. So why do they make that deal? And as a matter of fact, if you throw Jay Crowder into the mix, which is, you know, allegedly what is out there, I think you're setting your team back. I don't see why Boston would do that and give up one of the golden picks. You know, because don't forget, they got the Laker King pick. They got their, they got more freaking draft picks than, you know, I have socks. And I don't wear socks. You know, they're gonna talk to Phoenix. We talked about the Eric Bledsoe possibility yesterday. Well, you know, that's all well and good. But they're going to want more than that. They're not going to get it. You're not giving up Devin Booker. You're not giving up Josh Jackson. That's not happening. You know, the a deal with the Knicks is a possibility, and honestly, I see that as fitting, you know. But I mean, if they ended up with a three-way deal and Irving lands in New York, I mean, I don't know how they make it work. I Miami has the possibility of sneaking in under the wire with Dragic, Justin Winslow, and Wayne Ellington. And I could see that happening. Because you get a lottery pick, a starting point guard who's very good, but not great. And a serviceable player in Wayne Ellington. That wouldn't be a bad fit. And Dragic plays better defense. Not great defense, but better defense. And Justice Winslow would be your insurance policy if LeBron walks out the door. Not that anybody's comparing the two talents, but, you know. You'd have a guy at the small forward position going forward that everybody loved going into the draft and probably is going to evolve into a pretty solid player. You know, but the deal I would see with New York would be Anthony going to the Cavs along with Frankie from France. And some pick down the line, you know, because they're talking about, well, we're going to get an unprotected Knicks pick. Well, there's a new sheriff in town in New York, and that ain't going to happen. You know, they're talking about that being involved with a three-way trade. I would do it in the two-way trade. You get Frankie from France, Carmelo, and a number one pick in 2020. Protected. And that should be enough to get it done. And then you got Kyrie and you got, you know, the big guy. And you try to figure out the rest. You got Hardaway Jr. on the roster. I loved the kid, Damian. He shot the hell out of the ball in summer. He can flat out shoot the three. And maybe you got something going. You got the 18 draft pick. You got the 19 draft pick before you give up something else. But you don't give those up. You're trying to build a base. Like I said, I don't see this whole they're going to get the mother load. Maybe I'm wrong. It's a possibility, I suppose, but not in my world. Because Kyrie hung him out to dry by saying he wanted to be traded. And I just don't see that happening. What I do see happening is us tapping on the brakes, stepping aside for a couple of seconds, and then coming back with more fun here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, do what you want to do. Again, it's Kyrie talk, and rightfully so. I don't know. I don't know. I have a feeling something's going to happen sooner rather than later. Everybody's talking, well, you know, they could go into camp. And no, I don't think so. Now, another thing that got thrown in there was the Bucks. And the Bucks are an interesting conundrum because they have talent, obviously, with the Freak. Greg Monroe is a big man. They'd like to get rid of him, but they can't. Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon, and two first rounders. It's more than I'd give up. I'd give up Middleton and Brogdon. See, when they start throwing these draft picks in there, no, not going to happen. I mean, Chris Middleton's a darn good player, and Malcolm Brogdon won Rookie of the Year. I don't know, you know, how high his ceiling is, but Chris Middleton is a nightmare at the two guard. I mean, he truly is with his size. And I guess, you know, you put Brogdon at the point. Could they? I guess they could throw a first rounder in there for a couple of years down the line, particularly when they have to start paying people. But again, would Kyrie stay there for 2 years? And that comes down to the crux of the biscuit. Is you're getting this guy. He has told the world where he wants to go, four places. So if it ends up being choice number five, what you have no guarantees. Yeah. There's no, if you're an organization and you're giving up that much, you get him this upcoming year and a year after that, and he walks out the door. I mean, So I don't know. I have a feeling something's going to come down pretty soon. The only thing is, and if, you know, if I'm Cleveland tonight, I don't know whether this guy's going to be a good GM or he's not going to be a good GM, to be completely honest. He certainly does not have the pedigree, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, a lot of people grow into the job, but boy, you know, you talk about being dumped a pile of you know what on your desk the first day. You know, come on in. Oh, and by the way, your star player is tentative about coming back, and your second star player wants out. Have a nice day. I'll be in my office. Dan Gilbert to his new GM. You know, I mean, that's pretty hardcore. But what they did do, and this is why I think it's sooner rather than later, is they signed Derrick Rose to a one-year deal and essentially a show-me deal. Vet minimum 2.1. And B.J. Armstrong, who's allegedly one of the biggest a-holes on the planet as far as being an agent, unreliable, doesn't show up for meetings, you know, it just whatever. But he reps BJ. I mean, he reps Derek. Got him a deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, he spent time out in L.A., and they were talking about him mentoring Lonzo. I don't think Lonzo needs mentoring, to be honest about it. He's calm, cool, and collected. He just seems to know what he wants. He's the complete opposite of his dad. And I don't think he needs Derek. Oh, by the way, I split for Chicago in the middle of the season without telling anybody Rose to mentor him, at least not in a good way. Now, Rose, at this point in his career, is Kyrie Light. He'll score. Can't shoot anywhere near like Kyrie. Certainly not from three. But he could lead the team in the same way that Kyrie led it. I mean, he's also 28 years of age, and he's always hurt. That in itself is tough. Well, like I said, Rose had a meeting with the Lakers. He had a meeting with the Bucks. He had a meeting with the Clips. and none of them felt obligated to sign him. So he goes to Cleveland, where he can team up with LeBron, which, you know, for a guy that's used to winning, which they did win in Chicago when he was running that team, not championships, but they did win. It gets him on a team that has the possibility, at least, of getting back to the finals yet again. And, you know, that's the other thing that people don't realize here is that, you know, for all the goings on with Cleveland, they're still probably the favorite to come out of the East because, oh, by the way, they got LeBron James on their basketball team. So, you know, if you are joining that situation, that ain't bad. You got Jeff Green on the team now. I mean, you know, guy's hurt, but in this point in his career, he's an upgrade from Richard Jefferson. And Jefferson's still on the team. He's still having Mont Shumpert. You got Jose Calderon as a backup point. Can you go to war with Derrick Rose and Jose Calderon? Yeah, you can. Like I said, you upgraded a little bit with Jeff Green. Eddie Tavares, who knows? Kid's got all levels of potential. He's just raw as hell and hadn't been able to figure it out yet. Happiest man in the world right now is Kevin Love because they're not talking about him moving anywhere. Watch, they'll trade him now. But honestly, you know, if you moved Kyrie and you brought in LeBron, I mean, if you brought in Melo, LeBron's playing a power forward. Kevin Love goes back to center at 6'10", and he ain't no rim protector, but yet again, neither is Tristan Thompson. Offensively, you can run with anybody. I mean, let's not forget, you know, Tristan Thompson is not the second coming of Bill Russell. 8 points, 9 rebounds. You know, okay, that's what he does. But he's not protecting the rim. You know, Kevin Love, for as much as he played on the perimeter last year, 19 points and 11 boards. When Kevin Love was playing center for the Clips, albeit out of position, we get all that. But the big men were dominating him a lot more because of the fact that it was still a big man's league when he came into the league. You know, he was a 25-point, 12-point, 12-rebound guy. And he's not small. He's 6'10 and 250 pounds. You know, so don't forget that. And if they got Melo, and either Melo or LeBron played the four, depending on, you know, what the matchup is on that particular day, with Derrick Rose, it would be one last hurrah. You know, one last hurrah. But they could do an inside-outside on offense. I mean, you know, they would have a lot of versatility. And I think they'd still be the favorite to come out. But, you know, we'll see. One thing for sure, they can't take him into camp. They can't take him into camp. I mean, it's you know, it's at that point. They can't do it. And he forced their hand as far as that goes. You know, I keep looking at Boston's roster, and again, it's all great to play fantasy GM. But, you know, bringing bringing in Kyrie and trading out Isaiah and giving up other assets? Nah, I don't think so. I don't see Danny doing it, number one. I'd do a straight-up swap. And maybe, just because of the fact they have so many of them, one of the draft picks, but certainly not the Boston draft pick, certainly not the Lakers/Philadelphia draft pick. It's not going to happen. You know, and I mean, you're still dealing with, and it's not going to change. I feel so bad for the guy. You know, Al, don't play me at center Horford. Oh, wait, you're going to play me at center anyway. I mean, the guy's done everything but basically nail his feet to the floor at the power forward position and say, this is where I'm playing. You know, again, people who, and I know basketball. You know, people who think they know basketball keep talking about how, well, this is going to put them over the top. This is, you know, involving various different tees, and it's not the case. They're better? Yeah, they're better. You know, but they're no guarantees. And this whole concept of, you know, well, this particular move has put them over the top. No, it hasn't. There's only been two moves in the last couple of years that have put anybody over the top, and that was LeBron going back to Cleveland. And you know who going to Golden State. Anybody else? That's all window dressing. Rest of the NBA news. Can never have a day without Draymond Green. Now, allegedly, he is facing a lawsuit. For acts of violence, alleged, against a young man, and I'm assuming a young woman, that Green made misleading statements. And Lisa Bloom, their lawyer, put out a letter for immediate release. So, we'll see. Step on the brakes. We will come back right after this short timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very good question. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Draymond Green in trouble. And from our friends at the Bloom Firm, well, you know, he's got a lawsuit against him. Says a new lawsuit, I didn't know there was a first one, will be filed tomorrow against Golden State Warrior basketball player Draymond Green, alleging assault, battery, and related claims on his acts of violence against a young man and a woman. Young man and woman will speak out for the first time. Lisa Bloom is proud to represent the... You might want to get another lawyer. She basically put out a press release to say that they're going to be having a press conference today. I'm assuming. Or tomorrow. Yeah. Dated 24th. Oh, there you go. 9 a.m. I'm assuming West Coast time because it's in Ventura, California, or Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills, California. Should I give her address out? Nah, probably not. So, assault and battery. More than likely in a bar, more than likely involving alcohol, and Draymond will write a check and they'll go away. I'm assuming. Draymond is one compostable dude, but I would like to sit down and have a couple of beers with him and then get the hell out of Dodge. You know what they've taken to doing now on their websites? Putting LeBron James with a scowl on his face, every picture. LeBron ain't smiling anymore. He walks around with a perpetual frown. That's good. It's good. Nothing like trying to create an image. Yay. Now, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's tap on the brakes, go to the news, and we'll come back with more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not going to go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to take a key procedural vote that would open debate on the GOP health care bill. Last night, President Trump discussed the vote in a speech to a crowd of 30,000 at the Boy Scout Jamboree in West Virginia. At one point, calling on Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, who was on the stage beside him.
By the way, you're going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired.
Trump also using his time last night to talk about fake news, the importance of American values, and the need for more loyalty.
Critics say the speech was too political to be delivered at a Boy Scout event. Today, the U.S. House is expected to pass a compromise bill that would add new sanctions on Russia and limit the president's ability to lighten or lift such sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Jared Kushner, the president's top advisor as well as son-in-law, will be going before the House Intelligence Committee today in another voluntary closed-door meeting after he appeared with the Senate Intelligence Panel yesterday. There, behind closed doors, he gave testimony for several hours and then said in a statement at the White House later,
"Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia. Nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so."
President Trump is reportedly thinking about whether to keep Attorney General Jeff Sessions in that position or not. The Washington Post reporting that Trump and members of his inner circle have been discussing letting Sessions go because of the president's frustration with Sessions for recusing himself from the Russia investigation. Also, some eyebrows raised last evening when, while several top cabinet officials joined the president on stage at the Boy Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, Sessions, who'd been an Eagle Scout as a young man, was conspicuously absent. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
A 10th person has died in that deadly human smuggling case in San Antonio, Texas, that was discovered over the weekend. Yesterday, federal prosecutors charged the driver. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
During his first court appearance Monday, driver James Matthew Bradley Jr. said he didn't realize he was hauling passengers when he stopped at a Walmart parking lot overnight Saturday and heard banging from inside the trailer. Bradley also told investigators he saw bodies lying like meat in the stifling trailer, but didn't call 911. Police were alerted after several victims went into the Walmart asking for water. 8 people were found dead inside the trailer. 2 later died in a hospital.
Israel's removing metal detectors from entry points of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet says the detectors will be replaced with less obtrusive surveillance. The cabinet voting to remove those detectors after lengthy meetings about it. Tensions escalated ever since Israel put in those detectors at the entry points to the mosque after the July 14th shooting of 2 police guards there. And this story has been fact-checked, and it's true. Fact-checking website Snopes.com holding a fundraising campaign to try to stay up and running, saying the campaign is meant to keep it afloat as it claims a business partner has been withholding ad revenue. Snopes is looking to raise $500,000. It's already received over $200,000 in the first day of its campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
As well you should be. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. It's all about radio on the go. It is, honestly. You know, you're heading out to work. You know, at the 9 o'clock hour here in New York. Probably arrived on the job for a lot of you. Many of you are on vacation right now. Hell, it's the end of July. You should be on vacation. I'm never on vacation. I want a vacation. Yeah. Look, you know, you want to listen to what you want to listen to. Kids want to listen to Disney. You want to listen to something else. You know, wife wants to listen to sports. Whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter. Fact of the matter is that you can get us on any of the platforms and devices that we talk about. Whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the drill. You go there, get it. You can archive, get the stuff out of the archive. You can get the interviews. We're going to be having an interview with Trey Waynes right after the break. We'll be talking some NFL and some Lando Lakes with him. And that'll be fun. And, you know, it's modified to what you want. It's not the old school days. It's not the old way. None of that anymore. I mean, you can still do it, theoretically, if you want. But that's not what we're about here. You can go to our website, award-winning website, AVN award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button. It's there. You can see all the interviews that get done. Everybody from, you know, Scott Eastwood to Trey Waynes. All fun. For us, the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and girls protecting our six domestically, overseas, up in the air, on the ground, at sea. If you see him, thank him. It's the least you could do. Trey Waynes, right after this short timeout, Minnesota Vikings cornerback and Lando Lakes representative. We'll talk to him in a second.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black put phones on hold for a couple seconds here as we are joined by Trey Waynes from the Minnesota Vikings. Good morning, Trey. Bob Black, nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime, man. I got to tell you, I like butter. Land O'Lakes is one of my favorite things. I put it on bread, I put it on bagels, I put it on a lot of stuff, including vegetables, so I can tolerate them. But you are doing the Land O'Lakes Farm Bowl, and that's pretty cool. It's a lead up to Super Bowl 52. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about it?
It's an event we started yesterday, basically interacting kids with football and using that to help educate them on the agriculture in the Midwest.
And, you know, you being out in the Midwest, I like the fact that you've embraced where you're playing and where your professional career is. Is that something that you consciously did, or was it something that just kind of stumbled upon?
It's something I stumbled upon. I jokingly make these comments to, like, my family, my girlfriend, like, oh, well, I can't get out the Midwest, born in Wisconsin, went to school in Michigan, played for Minnesota, so... it's just something that just happened to happen that way.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's under the impression that every kid on the planet wants to play on either coast. And, you know, that may be the case for you down the line. But the fact you were born there, you went to school there, obviously. And, you know, that's pretty cool that you're having fun with it. And you're doing it with some pretty heavy hitters. The boss, Greg Jennings, you know, Kyle Rudolph, that's not so bad.
No, not bad at all.
And camp is right around the corner for you as well. So turn it on to some football here. It's interesting times right now in Minnesota. First of all, how's Teddy doing?
He's doing good. He's progressing really well.
But they're going to start him on the pup, so I guess there's still work to be done. You do have a quarterback in place, which is good, but I'll be curious to see how that plays out long term. You added a lot of players. You got some guys through free agency on the offensive line. You did some stuff through the draft as well. And I love your guys' defense. Talk about your defense a little bit and some of the strengths and maybe some areas where you need to up it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, defensive guys, you know, they're all, you know, hardworking guys. And, you know, we really want to get after it this year. And I think a strength that we have is, you know, communication. And, you know, one thing we're definitely working on is, you know, flying to the football at any point, no matter where the ball is.
But, you know, some of the guys that you've lost, and there are a couple of guys on the pup, how's Sharif doing? That's a tough injury, man.
That's not something I really know. That's something, you know, him and the trainers have more insight on than I do.
Okay. What about your coach? I keep talking health, but unfortunately it comes into play with you guys.
From what I hear, I think he's doing pretty well. You know, but at the end of the day, that's a pretty serious issue, and, you know, we want him to be you know, healthy more than anything. So,
well, you know, I find it interesting, and people a lot of times they're like, well, you know, players play for the players, and you know, they're playing for their checks and everything else. But I would imagine when the health of your coach comes into play, and you're not sure on a week to week basis what's going on with that, that does have to have some level of impact within the locker room.
Oh yeah, I mean, just it shows, you know, his how much you know this team means to him, and you know the fact that he's willing to, you know, risk that, you know, just to be with us and help us progress. It means a lot, you know. It definitely, you know, makes us want to play for him as well.
You know, I talked about some of the free agency. Sam Bradford was running for his life a lot of times last year. They put some guys in on the offensive line. It looks like they made good scores there. They added Pat Elfine, from Ohio State at the center position. He looks like he's a pretty good player. Dalvin Cook, however, with that second-round pick, you know, we heard all the cons. We heard the pros. Athletically, though, there's absolutely no question about what this guy can do.
Oh yeah, you know he's a pretty good player. So it'll be exciting to see what he can do, you know, this coming season.
Talk about your running mates a little bit in the defensive backfield. Talk about some of the guys. What are their strengths? And we know what your strengths are, man. You were the 11th selection overall. That speaks for itself.
Great group of guys. You know, I've enjoyed, you know, working with them and getting to know them. You know, as a whole, I think, you know, our big strength is communication. And, you know, in the secondary, that's huge. And, you know, I think that's something, you know, we do really well and something we're going to continue to improve on.
You've mentioned that a couple of times, communication. Talk about the importance of that and how it comes into play. Everybody figures guys just guard each other. But it really doesn't work that way, does it?
No, not at all. It's, you know, it's huge, especially in the game of football. And, you know, I said it earlier, it's like almost like a chess match. You know, a lot of moving pieces and you're trying to outsmart your opponent and, you know, try to figure out their next move before they make it.
No question about it. And, you know, I'm one of those guys, like, I like strong pitching in baseball. Like, I just as soon sit through a no-hitter as anything else. And I love defensive football teams. But it's kind of like not the way of the world in the NFL anymore. They want everything to be offense, and they've tilted the rules in the direction of the offense. Talk about some of the things, particularly as a defensive back, that you have to deal with that are a little bit different than the old days.
It definitely makes it tough. It's kind of hard to be as physical just because it's so offensive-minded. But, you know, we practice for that. We prep for that. And, you know, like I said, we just got to try to stay one step ahead of them.
The big difference, though, I would imagine, is you got to be careful with your hands, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, like I said, that's something we work on and try to improve and get better on.
You know, when you talk about that, you have the position coaches, and it's that nitty-gritty now. I mean, it's not just a defensive coordinator throwing a game plan together. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about your defensive coaches and their impact on you.
Oh, they do a great job of getting us ready. You know, they're in the film room, you know, all the time trying to, you know, figure out a proper game plan. And, you know, they do a really good job coaching us on it and get us to understand it for that coming Sunday.
No question about it. Hey, Trey, I want to keep you on track, and you know, I know you got a lot of these to do today, but Land O'Lakes, Gen Youth, and Fuel Up to Play 60. It's a lot involved. You know, as you said, you're you know, pretty new to the community, but you've been out in the Midwest your entire life. Give us the information on what our audience needs to do to find out more about it and, you know, just participate within the situation.
You know, we're basically just trying to educate people on how important, you know, farmers are to us. You know, there's a great point made earlier. You know, there's a very small percentage of farmers, just like there's a very small percentage of, you know, football players or, you know, athletes in general. We're trying to educate the kids on a lot of the same, you know, tools are needed that farmers have that, you know, professional football players or athletes need as well.
Going to get some kids up on a tractor and have them plow the North 40?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of similarities you know, the athletes and farmers have. And we're, you know, we're trying to educate people on that and, you know, just get them more interested in it just because it's such a huge part in today's society.
Well, Trey, I appreciate the couple minutes. Where can my audience find you on social media?
You know, I don't really go on social media that much, but I do have a Twitter. I do have Instagram. I think it's like T. Wayne something. But, yeah, just hit me up. Oh, that's where I'll be.
It's that important.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you hear from somebody named Bob Black, you'll know who it is and say, yeah, that was that dopey guy on the radio. listen, man, I appreciate the couple minutes. You know, success during the season, but more important, good health. Stay intact. That's what it's all about. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Trey Waynes here in the attack. Well, I guess we're not going to have any controversial tweets out of Trey. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's something like that. Not bad. The Land O'Lakes stuff is pretty good, man. The emphasis on the farmers and the way they're going about it. Make kids appreciate, you know, food doesn't grow in the grocery store. Food actually has to come from someplace. You know, we're very fortunate to have it. You get up in that part of the country, man, and I've lived, as you guys know who listen to the show, I've lived in those parts of the world. Trust me, it ain't an easy life. Let's tap on a break, step aside, when we come back, more fun here on the Spano and Black Attack. Thanks, Trey.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the coast. Trey Wayne's coming on board for a couple minutes here. And once we got him to loosen up, he was fun. It's not easy for these kids. They're not used to dealing with it, particularly in Minnesota, man. You got like two newspapers and, you know, a couple of guys. That's about it. 1-800-878-PLAY, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll stick with the NFL here for a couple minutes. And a bizarre story, to say the least, out of the NFL. As Lucky Whitehead, who wasn't so lucky, got cut by the Cowboys, who learned of his arrest in Virginia. And they've been having issues, you know. It was a shoplifting charge and all that stuff. And you know, there have been a couple of previous things with him. But oops. As it turns out, he wasn't in Virginia. Now, according to the Prince William County Police Department, Whitehead was arrested at 1:30 a.m. on June 22nd after an employee at a Wawa. Wawa's are great. Notice he left the store without paying for some items. And he didn't show for his arraignment on July 6th. And having found out about that, Jones and Company decided to cut unlucky Whitehead. The only problem is, according to David Rich, is that the crime was a case of mistaken identity. Whitehead committed no crime, and he was not in the state when the incident occurred. Whitehead was in Dallas per his flight ticket. His flight to Washington, D.C. landed at 11:30 a.m., 10 hours after the crime, allegedly, had occurred. Rich told the Cowboys that Whitehead didn't appear in court because he never received the citation and a summons. And he didn't get it because he wasn't in the state. And this is where I have an issue with the agent, because he said it's unfortunate for the kid. No, what's unfortunate for the kid is he got cut because of something that never happened. Now, as he said, he goes, I don't know who got arrested in Virginia, but it wasn't me. Now, Stephen Jones, in trying to play CYA after the crap was already out of the horse, said Whitehead's departure was accumulation of a number of incidents involving the receiver over the past 12 months. No, it wasn't. And he had the stones to actually say that it was not in response to recent incidents involving other higher-profile Cowboy players named Zeke, among others, and that the move wasn't meant to send a message. Of course it was. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what owners, managers, and any job do. One of your MVPs is playing hooky-doo, and you're not happy with it, and you know damn well you can't cut them. Or as Steve Howe said, you know, they'll give you a chance until you're no longer worth the trouble. And you send a message by cutting somebody else, a lower profile guy who's not as valuable. And you get rid of them. And it allegedly sends the message. Although with the amount of money that these guys made, the message is rarely heard. That's ass-backwards philosophy. It might work in a restaurant or in an office. It doesn't work on a football team. Because as long as you can perform, you're going to get paid. Short of committing murder, OJ. And he wasn't active. Oh, by the way, the Cleveland Browns signed him. to a long-term deal. No, maybe not. He's only 70. But they heard he had won the Heisman and was a very productive player, so they wanted to get him under contract. It's crap is what it is. You know, and then Jason Garrett doubled down on the manure by saying, in handling the situation and evaluating with the authorities there and in talking to him, we didn't feel it was in the best interest of the Cowboys to have him with us. Really? First of all, if you talk to the officials in Virginia, they told you he wasn't the guy. Are you kidding? Shovel that stuff somewhere else and hand me my boots. We have other guys that haven't responded to the structure that we provide and the way of doing things, and they're no longer with the team. There's plenty of examples of that as well. In this particular case, we felt it was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys to move on from Lucky Whitehead. Okay. Seriously? Holy crap. They must think they're the Cowboys. I mean, they must think that they can get away with anything because they're the Cowboys. Serious business. Excuse me. I mean, look, Lucky Whitehead ain't going to make or break any team. He had 3 receptions for 48 yards. You know, but he's 25 years old. He's in his 3rd season. He's a bit of a knucklehead. But evidently he has a little bit of skill. But now with this, you wonder whether or not he's going to get another opportunity anywhere. And look, I'm not one of those guys that believes that everybody deserves an opportunity. What I'm saying is that, you know, here's a kid that, like I said, is a bit of a knucklehead. You know, but for all their, you know, Zeke maybe beat up a girl. You know, that's okay, but you shoplift the cannoli from, you know, some bakery or something, that's going to do you in. And he didn't do it. You know, his big incidents were he was late to a Saturday walkthrough, and Garrett made him inactive for the game against the Giants in December. And he was in a car accident that Dallas found out about from the media, and Whitehead put it up on Snapchat before taking it down. And last week, if you guys remember, his dog, Blitz, was kidnapped and held for ransom, and he got the dog back. You know, but let's run the crime blotter here for Dallas. I talked to you about Zeke and the bar incident. You know, Damian Wilson got arrested with assault with a deadly weapon. Jordan Lewis, you know, the rookie cornerback that they took the flyer on, is in court for a misdemeanor domestic violence case, and they're going to move on with him. You know, I mean, this kid, I mean, I have no dog in the hunt here. But come on. You know, you're going to blow somebody out of their career. You know, at least have a legitimate reason. You want to cut them? Fine, cut them. You know, but own up to the fact that you're screwed up. You're screwed up. This kid didn't do anything. He's 25 years old. He's from Atlantic University. You know, I saw the thing with the dog. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but guess what? The league is full of people who aren't the sharpest tools in the shed. BFD. But they cut him loose and put him on the street. I, you know, Every time I come around on the Cowboys, and I hate the Cowboys, I'm not going to, I make no bones about it. But I do like Jerry Jones. And I know that sounds weird, but I really do like Jerry. Because I think he's a pioneer, and I think he's an amazingly smart person who saw what the league saw, what direction the league needed to go in. And once he became the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, has never wavered in what he believes is his vision for where football should be. He's passionate about it. He loves his Cowboys, you know, the whole nine yards. I hate the Cowboys, but I don't hate Jerry Jones. I want to go to the Pleasure Palace and check it out. I bet it's an amazing experience. I'd get there 5 hours before the game if I could. But they're wrong in this case. They are flat out wrong. And Steve Jones and his BS and Jason Garrett, who I can't stand. I don't know how that guy is a head football coach. Should backtrack on this and bring this kid back. They should. Own up, you screwed up, and bring the kid back. Good Lord. Please. You ain't no Michael Irvin, but then again, he didn't do what Michael Irvin did. Let's tap on a break, step aside. I'm Black here, not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, last big segment here as we get ready to go out the door in just a little bit. You know, John Elway, and I'm not going to talk anymore about Dallas because all I'm doing is getting pissed off. You know, John Elway has done one hell of a job with Denver, and he gets a 5-year deal at 57 years of age to continue as the basically the president, GM, head muckety muck, top chef, you know, whatever. And this is a good thing because Denver is going through a process, shall we say. And what I mean by that is they're in that in-between right now. Oakland's the most talented team in the division. And the second most talented team is probably Kansas City. However, Denver's right there as well because of that defense. But they had the unfortunate problem that many teams have of they lost an all-timer. And now they're trying to figure out whether or not they got the right guy in place. Now, you know, look, Trevor Siemian, he ain't going to take anybody to the Super Bowl. He's a good backup, very good backup quarterback in this league who's going to stay in this league for a long time. He's also a 7th-round pick out of Northwestern who's 25 years of age and probably has hit his ceiling already. Paxton Lynch is the guy that they're putting the eggs in the basket with. Physical specimen. Performed well on the collegiate level. But it was at Memphis. Looked way overmatched whenever he played last year. And we shall see how this plays out. Now, like I said, defensively, they got no issues. But offensively, they got some hard calls to make. They got to keep everything intact. You know, right now, C.J. Anderson's their starting running back. We'll see how long that plays. You know, they're going to have to upgrade at a number of positions. And I think Elway's the guy to do it. Because, I mean, look, you know, let's be honest about it. He got that team, made the decision, which I criticized at the time. And I'm not, you know, I don't do revisionist history. You know, they had gotten to the finals in the conference with Tebow. And I felt he had earned a chance to be their quarterback. Well, he ain't in football any longer, so I was wrong about that. However, when you look at the way he put that team together and rolled the dice with Peyton Manning, well, it paid off. And it was not dissimilar to what happened to John Elway when he was on the back end of his career. You know, all those years throwing for all those yards and all those touchdowns, he never won. On the back end of his career, he did win. And it was because they surrounded him with a great defense and a superior running game. Well, okay. That's how it works. But they were a 9-7 team last year, and they're in danger of going backwards. Which is entirely possible. You know. But he did get them there, and he deserves that chance. You know, is there anything left in the tank of Jamaal Charles? I don't know the answer to that question. It doesn't look like it. But he'll be in camp, and they'll give him a shot. They have good young tight ends, but they'll be hard-pressed to make a good decision. You know, Jake Butt's coming in off the knee injury. You know he's going to make the team. But who does he displace? Is he on the pup? Well, I think he's already on the pup. But, you know, do they even get anything out of him this season? That remains to be seen. But, man, when you look at that defense, particularly that defensive backfield, they're butt kickers. That's a hardcore defense, still. But they've also lost some guys to attrition. You know, they're filling in guys like D'Amato Pico now, who's 32 years of age. You know, a guy that you wouldn't even know was in the league. But he's always been solid, and he's always been one of those guys. And Elway's done a hell of a job. So they're giving him a 5-year extension. But this is a key time for them right now. Like I said, Oakland, cream of the crop. Kansas City, right behind them. They're a better team, talent-wise, than Denver is. And the sneaky team in all of this is San Diego. Now, whether or not Anthony Lynn can coach or not remains to be seen. But San Diego / L.A., I know. L.A. Chargers playing in the soccer stadium. That's going to be one of the unique stories in the National Football League. Because there's a number of things going on. You know, first of all, they got a little drama out there with Mike Williams, the Clemson wide receiver, who I felt just they drafted too soon, but that was just me. You know, they've got him in training camp. He has a mild disc herniation in his lower back, according to Williams. And they're talking about whether or not he needs surgery. And well, they're going to find out pretty quick once he gets into camp. He's on the pup. You know, but the other aspect of it, Ian Rappaport was talking about it, was that he actually had a back injury before he went into minicamp. And he hit it. Now, I don't buy that for a second. Because when you're bringing these guys in and they go through the stuff at the combine and everything else, no, I don't buy it. But Denver is going to be sneaky good. They still got Phillip Rivers, who can just, you know, till he dies, can probably throw 4,000 yards. You know, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, they have a very good offensive line. You know, they upgraded so much at the guard position with Forrest Lamp and Dan Feeney. They're going to maul on that side. Their offensive line, what they did for the upgrade over there, it ain't glamorous. But let me tell you something. Phillip Rivers was a very happy camper on draft day. And you get Mike Williams into that mix with Keenan Allen and the rest of those weapons. You know, Melvin Gordon figured it out. You got something going on there. Now, they took the hit with Manti Te'o, who, don't underestimate that. He turned into a very good inside linebacker. And he moved on to New Orleans. At least I think it was in New Orleans. You know. But Joey Bosa was everything and then some. Corey Liggett. You know. We'll see. I mean, he's got the chops. But, I mean, please. Bosa was a beast. A beast. And, I mean, you look at his, and considering, you know, it was done in 12 games. 41 tackles, 10.5 sacks, and a fumble. And, I mean, he burst on the scene big time. And, you know, he'll have some growing pains the second year because they'll be a little more ready for him. But considering that he was, quote-unquote, the safe pick, and he wasn't going to be a guy that, you know, he's not going to dominate. He's just going to be steady. Well, he can play on my defense anytime. Anytime. And they brought in RG3 to play backup. Let's see. First try out of the offseason. You know, if he, how the mighty have fallen. Him and Colin looking for work. Hopefully they didn't spend their money. Well, we know Colin, how he's doing his money. Because he's an earth mama now. But RG3 looking to continue in football. You know, that's when you know you've sunk off the primetime stage. He is now referred to in articles as a veteran quarterback. On the plus side, he got engaged in May. Pretty girl. He's been working out. Hopefully he's healthy. You know, sometimes you get guys who, and I'm not saying, you know, all of a sudden he's going to become a star again, because I didn't believe in him coming out of college. But, you know something, he's got a big arm. He's certainly a step up from what they have on the roster. And maybe he gets that opportunity with the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, change of scenery. He's a dad. That wouldn't be the worst thing to ever happen. He wouldn't be the future in San Diego. But at least he'd have some opportunity out there. And if Philip Rivers went down, all would not be lost. You know, maybe. Just maybe. He's got an opportunity to do something out there. Like I said, nice looking girl, he married. And, you know, Godspeed. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Another story which I don't know how significant this is. But Andrew Luck's on the pup. And if I'm a Colt fan, I ain't exactly thrilled. You know, Chris Ballard's running the show there now. And I guess they're erring on the side of caution. They said there's nothing to worry about. That's what the captain of the Titanic said. But he did have surgery on his throwing shoulder. You know, it was a torn labrum. We'll see. I'd hate to have him have one of those careers. And you know what I mean by that. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll finish it up right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Thanks to Trey Waynes for coming on board today. Appreciate that. Land of Lakes. Andrew Luck on the pup starting. Wayne Ballard made it very clear, Chris Ballard, excuse me, that he has not had any setbacks. Nothing in the rehab process, nothing with the surgery. Good shape, good standing, long term. The prognosis is good, positive, but he is on the pup. You know, it certainly is concerning to the people. I certainly, as a fan, I would be concerned, and it's an issue that I would not be comfortable with. However, you can only take them at their word, and what you're saying there is that, you know, okay. So far, so good. They have no backup plan in Indianapolis. You know, it's not a good situation. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. They go nowhere without Andrew Luck. It looked like they had a good draft. But we'll have to see whether or not what they think was good talent turns out to be good talent. One of the biggest things is keeping the man upright, because that sure ain't easy. You know, Scott Tolzien ain't going to get it done. Tolzien. Yeah, not going to happen. 7 years in the league's never broken through. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I did. And tomorrow's going to be a best of, but then we'll be back for the rest of the week. And we'll enjoy it. We'll have a couple of nice interviews for you as well. Make sure you stay tuned for the rest of the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.